Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Fabric of the Cosmos, Space, Time, and The Texture of Reality by Brian Greene is a guided tour through some of the deepest ideas in modern physics, written for readers who want insight without needing advanced mathematics. Greene explores how our everyday intuitions about space and time break down under close scrutiny and how 20th and 21st century physics rebuilt those concepts through relativity, quantum mechanics, and cosmology. The book connects famous puzzles and experiments to a bigger story about what reality is made of and how scientists test claims about the universe. Along the way, Greene introduces the strange flexibility of time, the role of observers and measurement, and the possibility that space itself might have an underlying structure. He also discusses frontier proposals such as extra dimensions and holographic descriptions of the universe, presenting them as evolving research programs rather than settled facts. The result is an accessible synthesis that shows why questions about reality are not only philosophical but also experimentally grounded. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rethinking space and time through relativity. A central theme is how Einstein's relativity overturns the idea that space and time are fixed backgrounds against which events unfold. Special relativity links measurements of distance and duration to the motion of the observer, showing that simultaneity is not universal and that time can dilate and lengths can contract depending on relative speed. Greene uses this to reframe the universe as a unified space-time, where events are points in a four-dimensional structure rather than happenings in a shared cosmic now. General relativity then deepens the shift by treating gravity not as a force transmitted through space, but as curvature of space-time itself, created by mass and energy. This picture helps explain planetary orbits, the bending of light, and the behavior of clocks and gravitational fields. Importantly, the book emphasizes that these are not mere thought games. Relativity is supported by observations and experiments and is required for technologies that rely on precise timing. By building intuition for space-time as a dynamic participant in physics, Greene sets the stage for later discussions about where relativity succeeds, where it strains, and why a deeper theory may be needed. Secondly, quantum reality and the limits of classical intuition. Greene explores how quantum mechanics challenges common sense ideas about objects having definite properties independent of observation. He highlights the probabilistic character of quantum predictions and the way measurement appears to select outcomes from a range of possibilities. This includes the tension between smooth, deterministic evolution in quantum equations and the abrupt, definite results we experience in experiments. The book surveys hallmark quantum phenomena such as superposition and entanglement, explaining why correlations between separated particles can be stronger than classical expectations while still not enabling simple faster-than-light communication. Greene also discusses how quantum effects are typically hidden in everyday life because interactions with the environment can suppress delicate quantum behavior, making the world look classical at human scales. Rather than presenting a single final interpretation, the narrative treats quantum foundations as an area where physics meets conceptual difficulty and where different explanatory frameworks try to reconcile formalism with experience. The payoff is a clearer sense of why quantum theory is both extraordinarily successful in practice and profoundly unsettling in what it implies about reality, information, and what it means to describe the state of the world. Thirdly, the arrow of time, entropy, and why time seems to flow. Another major topic is the mystery of time's direction. Many fundamental physics equations work nearly the same whether time runs forward or backward, yet daily life has an obvious arrow memories point to the past, causes precede effects, and disorder tends to increase. Greene connects this arrow to thermodynamics, especially the concept of entropy as a measure of the number of microscopic configurations consistent with a macroscopic description. The book explains how systems naturally evolve toward more probable, higher entropy arrangements, giving a statistical explanation for why eggs do not unbreak and why heat flows from hot to cold. From there, the discussion turns to the deeper question of why the universe began in a low entropy state that allows a long, pronounced arrow of time to emerge. Greene links this issue to cosmology, expansion, and the conditions of the early universe, highlighting that the arrow of time is not merely a psychological phenomenon, but a physical one rooted in initial conditions and probabilistic behavior. By combining everyday examples with cosmic context, the book clarifies what physics can explain about temporal direction and what remains an open research frontier. Fourthly, is space made of something from continuum to quantized structure? Greene examines the possibility that space is not infinitely smooth, but has an underlying texture at extremely small scales. Classical physics treats space as a continuum, divisible without limit, but attempts to reconcile general relativity with quantum mechanics suggest that this picture may fail near the Planck scale, where quantum fluctuations of geometry could become significant. The book introduces the motivation for quantum gravity general relativity, describes space-time as a flexible geometry. While quantum theory governs matter and energy with inherent uncertainty, and combining these frameworks raises conceptual and mathematical conflicts. Green discusses how physicists explore candidates for a deeper description, including ideas associated with string theory and other approaches that aim to tame infinities and describe microscopic structure. A key emphasis is the difference between established results and plausible proposals. The book communicates why certain features, such as minimal length scales or discrete geometric units, are considered and what sorts of evidence might support them. This topic helps readers understand that asking what space is made of is not a metaphor but a testable scientific question, though one that requires extremely challenging experiments and careful theoretical work. Lastly, extra dimensions, holography, and new views of reality. To show how far modern theory can stretch our concept of reality, Green presents ideas that reimagine the universe's basic ingredients and dimensionality. Extra dimensions are introduced as a way to unify forces and resolve theoretical tensions, with the notion that additional spatial directions might be compactified or otherwise hidden from everyday detection. The book also discusses holographic thinking, where the information describing a region of space might be encoded on a lower dimensional boundary, challenging the assumption that volume is the natural home of physical data. These frameworks connect to puzzles about black holes, quantum information, and how gravity might emerge from more fundamental principles. Green treats these as ambitious attempts to bridge quantum mechanics and gravity, while offering fresh angles on what counts as fundamental geometry, fields, information, or something deeper. The reader comes away with an appreciation for how theoretical physics uses mathematical consistency, symmetry, and empirical constraints to narrow possibilities, even when direct experiments are hard. By presenting these concepts as active areas of inquiry rather than final answers, the book conveys both the excitement and the caution appropriate to frontier science. In conclusion, this book is best for curious non-specialists, science-minded students, and anyone who wants a coherent overview of how modern physics reshapes the meaning of space, time, and reality. Readers who have enjoyed popular science, but felt that relativity or quantum mechanics remained fragmented, will benefit from Green's effort to connect them into a single narrative about what the universe is and how we know. The practical benefit is not that it teaches equations, but that it trains clearer thinking about evidence, models, and the limits of intuition. It can sharpen how you evaluate big claims, from cosmology headlines to speculative theories, by showing what is established, what is inferred, and what is still uncertain. Compared with many similar books, it stands out for breadth and integration. It does not stop at one domain, but repeatedly cross-links relativity, quantum theory, thermodynamics, and quantum gravity questions into a unified picture. It is worth buying because it offers a durable conceptual framework, not just isolated facts, making it a strong reference for revisiting foundational ideas as you encounter new discoveries and debates in physics. If you would like to support Brian Green, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.